Obama crowd. How much of a bounce does the press get on the heels of the Democratic, election, convention? It did seem like an election, an elevation, a coronation, perhaps. And does he keep that bounce all the way through and get those four more years? Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Big shout out to all those great nooks and crannies listening to the show. And we are glad to have you on board. If you want to throw in your two cents, remember, this is a two-lane highway, and you are always invited, my friends. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Well, the question everybody wants to know the answer to is, because we're also impatient and concerned, is what's going to happen on November 7th. What's going to happen on November 7th? What will the numbers show? Are we really going to have a close election, or is it going to be a huge win for Barack Obama? And the Democrats are just playing it close to the vest because they don't want to gloat when they look at the electoral map and try to calculate what could happen. Well, so it's 3 days, 4 days after the convention wraps up, and Obama opened up his largest lead over Mitt Romney since the Gallup daily tracking poll in July. If you look at the new numbers that came out on Sunday, and you know I'm a numbers chick if you've listened to the show before. If not, I'm a numbers chick. Obama has 49% among registered voters nationwide. Romney has 44. It's not unusual to get a bounce after a big convention and a lot of primetime moments, just like the Republicans. The question is, how are the numbers trending? How are they trending? Now, it used to be you would get double-digit numbers. 16 points is what Clinton got after the 92 convention in New York. 16 points. Boy, the Republicans would be sweating out 16 points. But because of the interest that happens so early in the game, it's different now. And the primary seasons are so long. It's longer than the average engagement by at least 6 months. So it's just different than it used to be. So the big bounces, the really big bounces, you're not getting. You're getting, like I just said, the 4 points, the 5 points, the 6 points. The 6 points is pretty huge. And now the discussion is all about money, and everybody's driving home. Who is going to fix the economy? Who is going to right the wrongs? Will it be the untransparent guy who says he's transparent president? Or will it be the man who some people think is just too stiff and has no connection to the voters? Romney, trying to soften his image, I think, a little bit at the convention. Did he do it or not? And will the people who said they wouldn't vote for him, no way, no how, turn around and vote for him? What say you? I'll tell you one thing that's interesting. Romney's saying he's not going to cut taxes on wealthy Americans. He's going to stick to that. He's not going to do it. He says that's not the way to do it, to penalize other people. And in the meantime, you have that nutball Larry Flynt, think Hustler magazine. I know none of you have ever read it, but you know what it is. He's offering $1 million for Romney's financial records. You think anyone's going to leak those records? Where's Julian Assange when you need him? He is offering that cool mill if he can get his hands on them. He's got full-page ads that ran in the Washington Post over the weekend and Sunday, in fact, and also in Tuesday, it's going to be in the Washington Post and the USA Today. He'll have that ad in there, too. He did a press release where he offered up the money and said that he wants the document of the tax returns or the details of his offshore assets, the bank accounts and business partnerships. Because remember, Romney is only releasing 2010 and 2011 so far. Then you have the hacker story. Oh, the hacker story. The Secret Service and the FBI are both in on this one, not the hacking, but they're investigating the anonymous letter from somebody who claimed to have stolen copies of Romney's tax returns. The letter demanded $1 million. That's where he came up with that number. In hard cash to trace the internet funds, Romney's accounting firm denies that any records were stolen. You think any records were stolen in this one? It's interesting because there have certainly been other bribes before, and there have certainly been other times where Larry Flynt has jumped on the back of that. Remember, during the impeachment trial of President Clinton, Flynt made the $1 million offer for evidence of marital infidelity against Republican members of the House who were leading the trial against Clinton. That led to incoming House Speaker Bob Livingston resigning after evidence of his own affair was publicly revealed. So we'll see. And then there was the evidence that showed that Louisiana Republican Senator David Vitter had cheated on his wife. Remember the Mayflower Madam, not Mayflower Madam, the Washington Madam, and that he was in the books of the Washington Madam. We had her actually even on the show. And Vitter still is in office, even though the evidence was public. So Larry Flynt is quick to jump on the back of, pardon the pun, of a good opportunity. And this is a good opportunity because a lot of people are clamoring to see the tax returns from Mitt Romney. I don't know. Am I naive about this, or do I just not give a damn about the tax returns because I care about what's going on with the country? I don't know. It doesn't, pressing up the tax returns doesn't do it for me. Am I wrong to think that way? Do I really need to see this? You know what? I'm asking all of you this. Do you want to see it? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Remember, his wife said that he's always paid at least he's always paid 15% in taxes or more than 15%. And she has said that a couple of different times, that it's just ridiculous. There's nothing that they're going to find. So what's the difference? Why is this of so much interest that this is just part of the attack on Mitt Romney? But is it part of the attack, or is it something that you feel like, you know what, let's just see it. Let's just see it and get it over with. Just throw it out there because who cares? Certainly we know that Mitt Romney's worth a lot of money. We know the stories. Is it going to be so earth-shattering that it's going to wreck his campaign if we see the tax returns? I think that most people, other than those that are on the opposition, I don't know that they care that much. Do you care that much about the tax returns? What I care about is hearing about solutions. I care about knowing what the stance is for Romney and what he would do differently. What's the core message about cleaning up the economy? What's that? I want to know all of that stuff. What's really underneath the surface of Medicare? And how do you fend off those attacks, especially after it's been pilfered? Stay with us. Much more to come this hour of America Tonight.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Well, down hearted and confused, because lately you've been starting to lose, losing out on everything you might try to do. Bad luck, bad has got to hold on you. Spend your money, about to lose your home, done lost your woman and everything you own.
I have an answer for Larry Flint, who wants to pay $1 million to get Mitt Romney's taxes. I guarantee there's nothing really there, because going through and being the governor of Massachusetts, trust me, they poured through his tax returns. Even Jack from Down Under says, what's the bet that Timmy Geithner has already looked at Romney's taxes? Since he's quiet, there's nothing there. The Secretary of the Treasury? Really? How do all the Goldman people, that, you know, that was the crew to be in. If you're Goldman, you are golden for life no matter what happened at Goldman, because you end up in the government. How many ex-Goldman people have worked in higher echelons of the government? We know there's two Secretary of the Treasuries in the past anyway. Geithner and Hank Paulson were both Goldman alums. Give me a break. Talk about cronyism. All right, let's go to Tomas, who's listening to us in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
How are you, Kate?
I am good. How are you, sir?
I'm getting ready for Tuesday. Okay. Tuesday is 9/11, right? 11 years.
Yes.
I'm going to get a nice big American flag. Over in Grand Rapids, I'm going to start on 54th and Division and run 11 miles down to the center of the city.
Woohoo! Bravo.
At night in Rosa Parks Circle.
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm doing Tuesday. But on November 6th, I believe I'm voting conservative. And then, I don't know, I'm not voting for Romney, because you know why, Kate? I think that Romney's just Obama-lite. And I think, you know, if Obama wins, it's just 4 years of Obama, then we get a real good conservative, because people will be so pissed by then, you know. But if we elect Romney, it's like having 8 more years of Obama. So I'm thinking in 2016, we have a chance to get a real conservative in there, maybe somebody like Rand Paul, some of these new Turks in the Republican Party. What do you think, Kate?
Well, I think the New Turks, as you call them, because he was a guy that was elected in the midterm elections. Rand Paul doesn't waver. You're right about that. He's a chip off the old block, like from his dad, the congressman who's retiring. And he is a future star for sure. You make a good point when you look at 2016. You know, that also, 2016, Chris Christie is looking at 2016, but he doesn't really fit the bill that you're talking about, I think.
Well, that'd be a good team, though. That would be an interesting team.
It would be.
Paul? Ooh.
Yeah, Christie and Paul would be potent. I agree. That would be a strong team.
You heard it here first, America, on America Tonight.
Yeah.
Hey, Kate, thanks again. Love you.
Bye-bye. All right, Tomas, keep it cool, keep it real. Definitely doing the flag thing on the 11th. I got my flag out already. It's right there at the front, giant flag, thinking about that. What are people doing for 9/11? Do you believe it? 11 years. That's, boy, it's crazy to think about that. And now with what's happening in New York with the memorial and people kvetching about how much it's going to cost to run the memorial and all that kind of stuff. But I think a lot of people are getting ready and putting those flags out without a doubt. 2016 is going to be huge. And I know that Christie, I definitely know this, he has much higher aspirations, just not this time around. Let's go to Bill, who's listening to us in, I love Jackson, Mississippi. In Mississippi. Hey, Bill, how are you?
Hi, Kate. Well, I have been thinking like everyone else on the 9/11 and thinking that this, the 9/11 truth of thing is just impossible. But I saw the PBS special on YouTube, and I cannot believe it. I mean, it's shocking. You've got to see it. It's a two-hour special, and there's so much evidence there with experts. I mean, graduates, chief architects, engineers, scientists of all types, and they have presented a very, very strong argument on this 9/11 thing, and it's got to be investigated.
You know what? I heard that from somebody else. I didn't see the PBS. That just was the other day. You probably saw that rolled out like a day or two ago, or maybe you saw it before that. But yes, I heard it was excellent, and I haven't seen it, but I will see it. I have it set up to tape it, and I'm curious about that, too. Are you talking about different things with the building number 7 and other things?
Well, yes, and of course it goes on into the main buildings too.
Yeah,
and it just proves by many different ways. And of course, it's not an absolute proof, but there's so much evidence recorded on video as well as some actual debris evidence that's been broken down. And of course, the government apparently or someone carried off the material and without the proper investigation and the forensics just were not done on. The residue, and it's shocking. And the steel was shipped off to China for recycling. We couldn't even get our own steel out of that.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that. It is unbelievable because there should have been no stone unturned when it came to what happened there. And looking at every single piece of evidence of anything that could have been turned over to put more pieces together, because there are pieces of that. And Bill, obviously you saw the special, so you know, and that's what made you think about this, and you've thought about it before. There are pieces that don't make sense. There are things that people want to know the answers to, and they're never going to get them.
I was always very, very skeptical, and I didn't even want to even pay any attention to it, but I saw this, and there are dozens of scientists and people that are very well recognized that have signed on to the pact that are requesting and demanding a further investigation by independent parties.
Yeah, and there should be, because no matter what comes out of that, things that we didn't know, it's good to know. It's good to know every possible angle of everything that went down, because there was so much chaos. Bill, thanks. And he's right. I heard that the two-hour special was great. Somebody I know happened to catch it by accident the other night and said, you have to watch this. Just because here we are these years later, and there's still things that we never really got the answers to. Things that certainly have people talking about what are some of the other possibilities. for my money, I think without a doubt, look, the building, the planes, because I was there, this is what my belief is, boom, the planes flew into the building, the planes, with the fuel and everything else that happened and how it wasn't designed that way, the buildings went down. But I think 7 is unexplainable. It makes no sense to me how 7 went down. And we never really get the clear answers on that one whatsoever. Over the weekend, I don't want to ignore this because I know a lot of people are listening to me in these areas. You know, how often do I jump on the, these airwaves? And especially because we have this great time and we're live and we're talking about it. How often am I talking about horrific things that are happening thanks to one Ms. Mother Nature? And we, over the weekend, and I didn't even realize this was happening till I got family living in the East sending me texts about this, but there was terrible weather over the weekend in the in New Jersey, in New York, especially in New York. They had one tornado that just slapped into a beach area, and a waterspout had winds up to 70 miles an hour. It just was churning on shore and turned into a tornado toward a place called Breezy Point. And that's kind of, I mean, that's on the edge of what they call the Rockaway Peninsula. And, you know, this is what I love, because we live in the world of, I got a cell phone, I'm not afraid of some wind. Somebody catches the video of it, and you can see it. It's a twister. It's spiraling with, you know, sand, debris, all that kind of stuff. And it looked pretty nasty. And this funnel was about, it churned about 600 yards inland before it finally dissipated, thank goodness. It had enough power to knock down trees, power lines, some minor structural damage to nearby buildings. Thank goodness that was all it was, because you look at the video, and boy, in the wrong spot, it would be that much more deadly. You get that wind, that dark, and it's scary, snapping like a utility pole, like it's nothing, pew, snap, crackle, pop, and then it's done. And there were other places where they described tornadoes. They, in fact, they talked about 110-mile-an-hour winds, which would be an EF1. EF1, the most powerful is 5, but EF1. So you had a lot of tornado warnings in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut before that went out on Saturday night. That's why they stopped the tennis at Flushing Meadows. They, boom, stopped in the middle of the match, told everyone, get out, head for the hills, save your lives, get out of here. Mailbag coming up next.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Gardenerbeauty.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Tonight, we do that nail the score thing, so I want you to remember Wednesday, early morning, third hour of the show. You could be our next winner, Dave in Vermont. Boy, it's been years since we've had a winner. Dave in Vermont nailed the score. He picked the Cowboys to beat the Giants 24-17. It happened in the NFL kickoff game. And congratulations to him. That's great. So mark it down. Don't forget about it. You don't have to know anything about football. You just have to pick a team. So, for example, if the game of the week, the computer had randomly picked Philly and Cleveland, and you said, I'll take Philly, and I think the final score is going to be 17-16, you would have nailed that score. There were some crazy finishes in the NFL, and we'll get to some of those highlights. Minnesota in OT over Jacksonville, 26-23. The game that people were looking at, Peyton Manning. How did he do? We'll talk about it next. But right now, we're going to go check the snail mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you very much. All right, this one comes to us from Jake in Austin. Hello, Ms. Delaney. I killed myself getting this email to you. I'm curious, how many people do you think listening to America Tonight are going to put out their flags in honor of 9/11? Will they remember? Do you think people forget as we get further away from the actual date? That's a good question. You know, after 9/11, as soon as it happened, a lot of people drove around with these stickers that were on their windows in their car that said, we will never forget. And sometimes they were family members because they had the person's name on it. But a lot of people that didn't have family members had that, we'll never forget you, we'll never forget 9/11. And let's hope we never forget, because that was a terrible day in our history. And a lot of innocent people in a country where we didn't really have that happen. You think of Pearl Harbor and some other things that have happened in our history. But let's say Pearl Harbor. You just don't think of going to New York and going to work or walking down the street and being dead the next second. You know, we don't live in the world's biggest sandbox, which is the Middle East, where you have thousands of years of angry religious fights and feuds and power struggles and all of the tribal things that go on and the terrible things that happen there, even to people who just get on buses. This is something that we're not used to in the United States. So I hope we never forget the actual people. We never forget them, and that we remember. Certainly, if you go to New York, you'll see the great, 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 and they really have done an amazing job at the World Trade Center Memorial. It is magnificent, but very, very expensive. They're talking about how much it's going to cost to run it every year, and I'm sure they're going to end up charging because the amount that they need, they're saying it's going to be like $60 million to be able to run it. They had to stop construction on the museum part of it, and you know, the museum's not going to open on time, and you have to get backing. And the great thing is, though, once that's all done, and the museum will charge, people will be able to hear the stories of the tragedy and the artifacts of what happened, like the staircase from the World Trade Center, where people were trying to get out and did get out on September 11th, 2001. I think for the other parts of the memorial, it's great for the families because they have a place to go. The worst is no closure, no place to go, and still these awful feelings that are right there at your throat. So hopefully people are, Jake, to go back to the original question, hopefully a lot of people aren't forgetting and people do put out flags. If you have an American flag, it is a great time to remind you, put it out for 9/11. Put it out for those poor souls who lost their lives. I mean, we have other days where we get those American flags going, and I think this absolutely should be one of them. And just put it on your list and put it out there, whether you attach it to the outside of the house or you have it in the ground or, you know, whatever. However you display it, let's put it that way. All right, let's go to this one from the hamster. Oh, I could really dig into that nickname, but I won't. The hamster says, "Hello, America. Tonight I've been listening to the show for a while. You get my reference to being stuck on the wheel. That's what I feel like so often in this country. Any of us in the middle, we are on the wheel, and we just keep on moving. We're going round and round and round, and nobody seems to give us a leg up. If anything, things seem to be getting worse for the middle class. Does it feel that way to you, or do you think there is still some hope for the people who are not making $300,000 a year?" Well, one can only hope that we still have access to the American dream. And because I'm an optimist, I believe that there is always the possibility, but that's why you have to fight for stuff like keeping freedoms and not giving parts of the Constitution away and having a thriving free enterprise so that entrepreneurs still have a road that they can drive in. Because after all, if you go into some of our greatest history, it's not always a silver spoon story that somebody whose daddy had money set up a company for them. The cool stories are the people that were in the basement tinkering around with an idea and begged, borrowed, or stealed to make it happen, and then it exploded, and then they put a lot of people to work and made history. I mean, the backbone of America is making things, manufacturing, making things, and we don't want that to go away. We don't want everything to go off of our shores. Made in America, we need it. We might need to import some things. We might need to export, and we need to export things. We need to keep highways open back and forth, in other words, with free trade in some areas, not to the detriment of us. I mean, I don't think that we should do it to the point where we've done it, where the corporate tax is so sky high, we're throwing jobs out the window. We need to still try to manufacture and make things as much as possible in the U.S. All right, let's go to another one. This one from Sterling. Sterling, listening to us in Vermont, says, hey, we're listening to you here in Vermont. Hello, Vermont. And I just happened to hear you mention that good old boy Dave in Vermont won Nail the Score. Does that mean you're going to stop the contest for the season, or do you keep on doing it? No. The answer is we keep on doing Nail the Score. Have no fear. Maybe there'll be more people that will nail the score. Now, I'm always rooting for people to nail the score. Always. It makes it fun. It makes it interesting. And it's like playing fantasy football or anything else. Why do people buy lottery tickets? It's not always because they want to be ridiculous and spend a ridiculous amount of money on the lottery. They just see that the pot gets bigger and it's the what-if scenario. If, you know, maybe it'll be their turn, maybe they'll get lucky, maybe they'll pick the right numbers. So maybe you'll be the next winner. It was pretty exciting when he won it, because he's been somebody who's listened to the show for a long time. Here's one from Osborne, who says, these are some new people who have emailed the show. Osborne says, have you been keeping your eye on the hurricanes so far in the tropical storms? I hear Leslie is slamming into Bermuda. Hopefully this one goes away and doesn't get us here in the United States. Yeah, the Leslie is going over the, it's smashing into Bermuda, definitely. But they're saying that as it's headed toward the North Atlantic, it seems that they've gotten really the worst of it, more like the tropical storm thing. But they still tell people to watch off. I mean, you know, they don't close the airport unless the winds get too high, because Bermuda is one of those places where that's all about tourism, baby. They want the tourists. You know, they're 600 miles off the East Coast, and especially in the East, a lot of people go to Bermuda. And the people there are used to storms. They're used to what they have to do, the shutters that they have and how they board things up and whatever. They know it because they're usually right there in an area where they can get slammed and get flooding and whatnot. We're talking about winds of 65 miles an hour, so that's below what a hurricane would be. It's strengthening a little bit, strengthening now as I speak. Then there's something else going on, Hurricane Michael, which you didn't mention, but Hurricane Michael is a Cat 2 storm, slowing a little bit, but still 100 miles an hour if you're talking about Cat 2. It's not a threat to land, though. It's not a threat. That's the key thing. We care about what's possibly going to hit us here in the United States. What are the possibilities of anything getting close to whipping us on one of our shores? Because of the flooding and the damage and, well, the fear of how a Cat 2, a Cat 3 would be awful, or the worst of the worst. And luckily we had Isaac, which was terrible, but we haven't seen anything since Isaac up to that capacity. Here's another one from Michael, who says, America Tonight, you are a sports fan, Kate, and I wondered if you happened to notice what happened in the NFL concerning women. I think you're talking about the first female referee, Shannon something Easton. I want to say her name is Shannon Easton. In fact, they did a little story on her, and I happened to catch it. She was the line judge in the Rams-Detroit Lions game, and she's the first woman to do an NFL game. She's a replacement official that the league hired while the regs are out. So, replacements, by the way, are working games for the first time in 11 years. And the only time you ever saw her, she had a ponytail, the only time you ever saw that was during the national anthem, and then she tucked it under her cap. So how about that? First female to work in an NFL game. Wow. All right, hang with us. Coming up next, oh yes, we have some highlights from the NFL.
Have you ever
ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study showed that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Throws inside route, Julio Jones 10, Jones 5, touchdown Atlanta. And Big Mud Duck out front, Haven Rose.
Norman takes the snap, gets away a low wobbly kick, returnable for Curley at the Jet 32. Runs left to the 35, gets to the 40, breaks one to the 50, he's loose at the 40, there goes Curley, right side 30, he's at the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Second touchdown of the first half for Jeremy Curley. He takes it the distance, and the Jets have a three-score lead.
The action fake, Robert, looking over the middle, firing. It is caught. It is caught. And off to the races across the 40, to the 30, inside the 20, to the 10. He's going all the way. 89 yards, Pierre Garçon gets it, runs for a touchdown.
Placement hit by Akers. Line drive to the upright, and hits the crossbar, and bounds over. To be kidding. 63-yard field goal by David Akers hits the crossbar and bounds over. And San Francisco at halftime leads Green Bay 16-7.
Snap to Cobb as time fires to the left. It's caught, Robert, and he is in. Touchdown! Kevin Cobb in relief leads the Cardinals down the field, and he's swarmed by his teammates congratulating him. Arizona leads it 19-16.
15 seconds remaining. Clock starts on the snap. There it is. Stafford back. Stepping up. Look, throws right side. Caught! End zone! Touchdown, Detroit Lions! Kevin Smith walking in all alone! And the Lions have taken the lead with 10 seconds left.
Smith calling for the football. He's back. He's looking. He fires.
to Matty J for that one, yeah. For some teams, it was like a crash, wasn't it? Especially there were some close games, and then there were some blowout games. The Jets strong over Buffalo, 48-28. You know, we tease some of our Washington friends that come on the show, like Jeff Holtzman, but Washington beat up on New Orleans. That one was 40-32. That was the final score there. And you heard Philadelphia and Merrill Reese. He's the voice of Philly and how excited he was with the 17-16 win. But what a first week in the NFL. I mean, these are just baby steps, though, in the beginning. We have a whole season in front of us. Woohoo! Which means lots of nailing the score. And you can be a big winner. Don't forget, third hour on Friday. Don't have to know anything about football. Our computer randomly picks the game of the week. When you call in, you just tell us who you think's going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. And Monday night action, there's Cincinnati and Baltimore, San Diego and Oakland. So two games. Wow. Monday night. Now it's like a sleepover. Starts at 7 o'clock Eastern. And once that game's over, then you're into the next game at about 10:15. Wonder how many people call in sick the next day. Especially in the beginning of the season, maybe, when they're excited. And they have fantasy football players to look at and to keep track of. Maybe I'll call in sick. Yeah, it's that football ailment. Too many wings and beer the day before. So I don't know that I can make it in. It's like during the basketball tournament. All of a sudden, everybody's who doesn't pay attention to college hoops, all of a sudden they're all big fans because they're in those pools. And they're busy watching the games. And they can't focus on anything else. They're just focusing on the games. And that's it. So a whole bunch of season in front of us. That's the cool part. Hey, also worth mentioning in sports, we should squeeze this in. And it's interesting how much sports and politics are alike. How you can win just by a teeny, teeny little bit. We had our U.S. Open in tennis, and what a U.S. Open it was. An American wins for the women. There's not an American for the men left in the game, but this time around, you have Andy Murray and Novak Djokovic. But Serena Williams won the U.S. title for the fourth time she wins it. And this was a close match. She was trailing. She beat, ultimately, Victoria Azarenka 6-2, 2-6, 7-5. But it was nip tuck. So this is the interesting thing. Williams becomes the first woman tennis player to cross $4 million in earnings. And with this U.S. singles title and her third round doubles loss, her on-court career earnings are now over $40 million. $40 million. Whew. Isn't that crazy? What a long way from Compton, California. No matter what people think of Richard Williams, who acts kooky a lot of times and gives cockamamie answers, especially in the beginning when he was asked by reporters different things about his daughters, you have to give it to him. They're on courts where he's paying gangs to not shoot in their direction, and they both end up, Serena and Venus, being these incredible world-class athletes from the U.S. that are winning into their 30s. I mean, just absolutely, absolutely amazing. And they both had to deal with a lot of injuries, including Serena, who's had glass in her foot and had a couple of other crazy things that happened to her. And in this match, boy, she looked like she wasn't going to be able to pull it out. And sure enough, she's one of those underdog athletes. She's not an underdog, but when she's down, she can always come back. Even if she's down to match point, she is still that person that can come back. And you think about this. She won her first major championship. You know how old she was when she won her first U.S. Open? Check this out. 17. So her first U.S. Open, she won titles 13 years apart at the same Grand Slam tournament. That's the longest span of success in any pro era, which started in 1968. So three decades, 90s, 2000, and 2010s. That's pretty crazy. And this is somebody who's had surgery on a left knee a couple of years ago. She had the glass that I mentioned where she cut both feet on broken glass when she was leaving a restaurant in Germany and had to have two operations on her right foot. Remember, then she had that terrible thing, the blood clots in her lungs. She needed to inject herself with blood thinner. And then at one point, she had something else that she had to have a procedure for with the whole blood clot thing. So she's been through a couple of health scares that she really pushed through. And like I said, an amazing American athlete, no matter what you think of the Williams family or father. The father especially, I think, gets under people's skin. But, hey, you cannot deny it. You cannot deny their spirit and the fact that they just kill people. You know, Serena Williams, 13 aces, and she had serves of up to 125 miles an hour. Wow. I mean, that's all you can say. Wow, that is super powerful. 125. So I wonder how many of you guys out there listening, would you just duck? Okay, bring it. Bring me the heat. Give me the heat. I can handle it. 125, no problem. The answer is duck. That's what happens if somebody's coming at you with a serve that's volatile. Okay, a couple other quick NFL highlights. The fact that Peyton Manning goes over 400 touchdowns, that's pretty significant. I mean, he has a Super Bowl to his credit. His brother has two, Eli. But the success that he's had is undeniable. And I think there's going to be something about Denver this year with Peyton Manning proving that he could come back, that they're going to be very scary. Of course, it's the team around him that's going to help big time. But I think you can't count out Denver. I mean, it's one game, but I think they're going to be super, super competitive this year. Not that they weren't last year, but remember the whole Tebow thing and whatnot. He was great to watch. He was exciting. People were all over Tebow. But I think Peyton Manning and the way this team is set up, they are going to be a force to be reckoned with. And he's going to go well over 400 when it's said and done. They certainly seem like, anyway, a surefire postseason team. How far they go, who knows? But I think that he has just enough vinegar inside him, because he was so furious about being dumped by the Colts, that he's going to do what he can to make it happen for Denver. Very little prima donna at the Mile High Club there in Denver. I don't think so. It's a different club, by the way, just so you know. Any thoughts on the show, send them to me, americatonight.net.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.